When the Maimer of Achaydish Hazel Lachem Tovshin Tezvav Middle of Siv Dalid, rolling in the paragraph Omnom on the bottom of page Kuf Tes, the Rebbe is discussing the difference between Ilova Olol and Yesh Ma'ayim. So generally speaking, the difference between these two in Yonim are Ilova Olol is when you have two levels that are related to one another, where you have a source that brings about another level that comes from it, a hashpa, from one level to another, where there's a kiruv between them. They have some erech to each other. Yesh ma'ayin means when you have a yesh that comes from a source which is completely a different reality, and therefore it's called ayin. It doesn't relate at all to the yesh that's created. But here, in the paragraph that we learned in Siv Dalet, the Rebbe explains that even when it comes to ilo v'olo, the Rebbe brought a few examples of the inyan of ilo v'olol, where we see that there's a huge distance between the ilo and the olol, from the hashpa that comes from the source and a rav to a talmud. The Rebbe explained that there's a very, very big distance, both in kamos and echos. The hashpa that's from seichel to midis. There's also a big change from the world of intellect to the world of emotions, two opposites. And the last example that Rebbe gave was the mashal of when you have a sweet apple. Sweet apple has its shayrish lamayla and the sweetness of a mazel. The mazel is also sweet, but it's a different type of sweetness. It's a ruchnizdige sweetness. Can't compare to the gashmizdige sweetness of the apple. So there's a certain relation between them. The inyan of the mazel ruchni is mesikus, but in a whole different seer, in a whole different kind of metzias. So therefore, there's still a huge distance from the mazel beruchni is to the way the mazel of it, the way the tapuach exists over here in this world. Okay, the Rebbe is going to continue here, explaining what's the nekuda, what's the point that we see b'nigei to ilu v'olol, and how this differs from yesh ma'ayin. Okay, let's continue inside. Omnom. Omnom av shegam ilu v'olol heim be'ena reich zel azeh. See, even though, as we explained and proved, even in the levels of ilo v'olol, they're still very distant from one another. And regarding this distance that we see here, regarding this detail, doime ilo v'olol yashmayin. So ilo v'olol is similar to yashmayin. Mekol makayim, nevertheless, yesh hefrish ben ilo v'olol yashmayin. There's a very big difference between ilo v'olol and yashmayin. You may think, based on what we learned there, so what difference is there between ilo v'olol or yesh ma'ayin? Either way, this is a hashpa that's coming from a source to the next level, which is infinitely removed from where it comes from. So ma'ayin afkemina, yesh ma'ayin, ilo v'olol is basically the same thing. So the Rebbe says, no, it's not this way. Shaharei bi'ilo v'olol. In ilo v'olol, nimshach eize metzias ma'ayla. There is something of what's there in the source, in the ilo, that's coming out, that's coming down to the olol. U'mitziyizu nasa achakach mitziyiz olol. It's that aspect of the ilah that then becomes the mitziyiz of the olol. That's the idea of ilah of olol. Ilah of olol, cause and effect. Okay, the source and the level to where it comes out, the hashpa comes out to. There's something, some percent, some aspect of the ilah that's being given over, that comes down to the next level. Whether as a recipient, a Talmud, the world of Midas. What's the point that I was saying here? In the concept of Ilah v'olol, as much as the Ilah is in a different reality, removed from the next level that it's being mashpia to, but there is some aspect of his existence that does relate, that is connected to the level that it's mashpia to. In the example of Mesikus, the sweetness that there is in the mazel, and the sweetness that there is in the tapuach. So true, the mesikus that there is in the mazel is completely different than the nature of the sweetness that there is in an apple. But in the end of the day, there is, in the ilo, it's already mitzuyer boifen kezeh, that what's its inyan? Its inyan is sweetness. True, because it's much higher, so the inyan of the sweetness by it is expressed on a whole different level. But it's focused on this inyan of sweetness. So you can't say that when the mazel is mashpia to the olol, to the tapuach, to the apple, it should be sweetness, that the whole entire concept of sweetness was nischadish in the apple. Wasn't nischadish in the apple? There is in the Sheirish Gufa, he is already mitzuyer in this eifen of sweetness. Now, that sweetness that exists in the Sheirish, And in a ruchni yizig level is what comes out in the gashmius, in the apple, when they get to the sweetness of gashmius. Okay, let's see what the Rebbe says. The kiven, let's continue inside. The kiven shenimshach, eiza mitzias mea ilah. There is some aspect of the ilah of the source that comes down to the olol, to the level that it's giving to. Hine avshi chitzenis ha'arabal vad. Even though it's completely external, and it's just a odd, it's just a race, it's very little aspect of the true and full existence of the source that's coming out. But since though there is a certain aspect of the source that's being mashpia, something of it, the point that comes out from this is that the source where the Ashpa is coming from, there is a change in him when he's mashpia. In the time when he's being mashpia, it's not just that it's something that comes from him and he remains kamay shahu. No, there's a certain aspect of him that he's being mashpia into the ilah. There's a certain aspect of him that he's giving over. You can't give over a certain aspect of who you are to someone else without being related, without going down and being connected to that level. As the Rebbe will explain over here. Any kind of ashpa where there's a movement from one place to another, whether begashmias, whether there's a movement, beruchnias, where there's hashpa that's coming from a ruchnias, the source, to another place, beruchnias, there has to be some change. The change here is not only in the place where the recipient that's getting this new hashpa. The change is also in the source, the one that's giving the hashpa. There's a certain aspect of him that's moving, that's going from one place to another.
Well, he's changing too.
The mashpia, the source, yeah. As the Rebbe explains it. Let's see. Kamoi b'mashpia makabel. Just like in the case of a mashpia and a makabel, a teacher, a student, shenimshach mitzias seichel ma'mashpia. There's a certain idea, a certain concept that's being given over from the teacher. Olochein ha'ashpa is a shinui b'mashpia. So there's a change that there is now in the condition of the one that's teaching. She'ein edoy mekamayshu kaidem ha'ashpa. You can't compare to the way he is before he's involved in teaching, when he's just to himself. He's learning for himself. And so over there, what's his matzav? His matzav is just kamay shu for himself, removed of anything outside of him. Then be'ez ha'ashpa, at the time when he's actually teaching, so then he's tzuketrogen, he's relating, he's coming down, he's focusing, he's focused now on someone that he's giving to. And v'achere ha'ashpa, and then after the ha'ashpa, after he's finished teaching, so he's not. It's not the same matzav of the way he was before, during, and after. What's the point here? What's the nekuda of why this? We must say that this is so. Behind the fish nimshach, ezem mitzias mimenu. He's giving a certain part of himself over. There's a certain aspect of who he is that's coming down. Even if you're going to say it's very external, because the aspect of the seichel of the idea that he can give over to the recipient is a very little percent of what's really going on in his own world, and what's really happening by this mashpia in his own world is not being transmitted. But nevertheless, there's a certain mitzis dava, there's a certain aspect that's being transmitted from a source, from the mashpia to the makabel. So any kind of ashpa, there has to be a kiruv, there has to be a tzugetragenkeit from the source to where you're bringing the ashpa. There's a change of location. Not physically over here, we're talking about a ruch nizig ashpa, but there's a certain shinui that's going on from the source to where it's coming to. So this is the first example that Rebbe gave before b'negeit ilu v'olol is by a rav and a talmud, a mashpi and a makabel. The second example regarding the ashpa, the impact that a person's seichel, his intellect, has on his midas, on his emotions. So even though the Rebbe explained before that there's a very big distance from seichel to the world of midas. Seichel is objective, the intellect, the way the person sees the truth. It's not related to me, to the mitzias of the person at all. Midas is the opposite. How does this relate to me? Why do I care about this? But the ashpa of seichel on midas is in what's how? What kind of oifen is there ashpa of seichel of midas? The seichel doesn't just remain in its world, and the impact on the midas happens automatically. There has to be a certain kiruv where the seichel has to come down from its pure place of intellect. There has to be a certain connection, a certain aspect of the seichel that could relate to the mitzias of me, where the emotions are. And it's that aspect of the seichel that can impact the midas, that it should be triggered by the truth that the seichel understands. That's the ashpa from seichel to midas. Shenimshach eizem mitzias ma seichel midas. There is a certain aspect of the truth in the intellect that comes down to be mashpia, to change and to cause a person to have a certain feeling towards this thing that the person understands. We learned before that Rebbe explained that the purity of the seichel itself is totally removed from midas. There's no connection b'chlal. Person is not thinking, it's not related to himself b'chlal. But there is a certain aspect of the seichel that does relate to the midas, the maskana of the seichel, the b'chein, that because now I understand this and this concept, so therefore what? What's the relevance of it? That's already something which is more related to the metzias of the person. And then from that b'chein, that conclusion that you have in the metzias of seichel, there's a certain aspect of it that is relatable, and from there, it will trigger emotions. A person will feel like, oh, if so, if the maskana of this seichel is kach v'kach, so therefore that means it is a dover toivir. It's something that's very good and beneficial for me. So the person will feel an attraction. So the seichel has to come down from where it is. The seichel mitzad atzma has no relation to midas. In order for the seichel to be able to be mashpia on midas, there's a certain aspect of the seichel that has to be transmitted, come down, be kiruv, to the mitzias of the world of midas, and then it could trigger emotions. So there's a hashpa here, there's a big shinu, there's a big yirid there that's taking place in the seichel that's coming down to the midas. So therefore the hashpa of seichel on midas causes a big transition, a change in the seichel itself. Sharin is bar leel, as mentioned before, b'kitzer, the Rebbe explained, b'chteishu yimshich ma'seichel midis, in order that from intellect should develop emotions, tzarech li, sishtal shlus kamim madregis, that has to evolve many, a few different levels. From pure intellect, objective, you don't come down to having emotions to this. There has to be different levels of a certain aspect of the seichel that's relevant to you that triggers the emotions in the person. So what that means is v'hainasha seichel miskarif v'yoyded la midacholo. The seichel is coming down; it's getting close to the world of midas. If so, this brings about a change in the seichel. Instead of being focused on the seichel, just the purity of the concept, without relating to you, to me, here the seichel now you're in a different mode, in a different focus, where the seichel is relating to a metzias of a person. So the shini over here is not only the fact that it triggers emotions in the midis, but the shini is in the seichel. The focus in the seichel has to be totally different. Rabbi explains that this concept here, that there's a shini in the mashpia as well, not only a shini in the makabel or in the midis. So this is based on the rule that the Rambam says, Meir nevuchim, the chol mania misnaneya batzmai. That the rule is, whether you want to call this la'avdala gashmi, it's a scientific rule, or even beruchni is as well, the same thing. Anytime you have something that moves another entity, so it's not only that you're moving something else, but the source that's moving also has to be moving. Chol mania, if you're mania, if you're causing something else to move, misnaneya batzmai, there has to be movement in the source that's bringing about this movement as well. Chol ze, what's the nekuda behind all this? If what's coming from the source is a certain aspect of who he is being transmitted, is moving and is being transmitted to another place, to another level, so then there has to be, and it's that aspect, there's a certain percent, there's a certain something of the source that's being given over to the recipient, and now that lowest level, that little aspect of the source, becomes the haskalah, the beginning, and the pnimius of the lower level. So there's a certain mitzias that's moving from one location to another. You can't move from one location to another if you don't arrive, if you don't come there to that location. You can't remain removed where you are in your place, and at the same time, there should be a transmission of a hashpa to a new place. Mm-hmm. If there's a mitzias davar that's moving from the ilah to the alo, yeah, so therefore there has to be a change in the source. Yeah, the Rebbe comes back over here also to the third mashal, b'negeya to the... Okay, let's see. The Rebbe goes through everything he mentioned before. Umishom ze. So therefore, hinei b'ha'olol niker ilosai. When you look at the olol, when you look at the place in the new level where the sashpa arrives in, niker ilasa, you can see the nature of a certain aspect of the source that's not present here. Come by the mashpia and makabel. So again, the Rebbe goes back, like by the mashpia and the makabel, a teacher and a student. Ki yidua shebeseichel makabel niker chushei rav. A real student, a good student, that's really receiving from his rav the ideas that he's teaching him. So it's not only a specific idea that he's being taught by his teacher, but it's also a certain approach, certain skill of how to think and how to understand things. That's really what the Rav is giving over. It's giving over a certain perspective, a certain approach to things. So you look at the Makabel, you'll see a certain aspect of the approach of this Rav. Right, so a good student, you can sort of expect, oh, he's a Talmud of this and this Rav, so therefore he probably has this and this kind of approach. You can see in his Chushim a certain aspect of Bechlal, the whole world and perspective of the Rav, not just that specific Dvar Seichel that he gives him. There's a certain aspect of the world and of the Metzias of the Mashpia that was transmitted to the student. Well, Kamai Kain, same, similar also, Huba Ashpa Ma Mazel. In the Ashpa that comes from the Mazel has sweetness in it. Ruchni is the sweetness. Ma Mazel, we're talking about Mazel, let's say, of Chesed. That's sweet. And then you have, as a result of this Mazel, it's Mashpia. And you have here, a Gashmi is the physical apple that has sweetness in it. So Hare Af Shibein Arech, the nature of the sweetness, the level of sweetness that there is in a physical apple, is a completely different type of sweetness. It doesn't compare at all to the real sweetness that there is in chesed of a mazel. However, but what do you have here? It is sweetness that you have in the apple. It's sweetness. Yeah, it's ba'ein ha'reich, but on the other hand, it's not bitterness. It's not meridus. It's tafke sweetness, which is what there is. It's that nature of what there is in the mazel, in yin of chesed, of sweetness. The vishabah mazel yesh gam kerin yishol mesikis. There's also sweetness in the mazel, and the ruchni is the source. El shubein arech. It's a different type of sweetness altogether. But nevertheless, this on one hand, the source is takeh bein arech. But the source in the mazel, where there is sweetness, it's already mitzuyer. It's related to this tzir of sweetness. Hainu lefi should be ilo v'olol. The kind of ashpa, the point of the ashpa of ilo v'olol, is that hare mitzias shenim shechas mea ilo hi atzma nasa sa'olo. There's a certain aspect of the source that's being transmitted, and that itself now becomes what the olo, what this new level is. It defines what the new level is. That's the nekuda of ilo v'olo. So in other words, the point that the Rebbe was machadish over here is that the nekuda of ilo v'olo is not the fact that they're pe'erech zelazeh. Not necessarily. You could have ashpa of ilo v'olo that's not pe'erech, like you see here in all these examples. But nevertheless, the nekudah of ilo v'olol is that there's a metzias davar, there's a certain aspect of the ilah that's being transmitted to the olol. Even if it's a tiny percent and it's be'ein ha'reich, but nevertheless, there's a certain aspect of the ilah that now becomes the olol. That's this kind of ashpa. In other places, in Chassidus, when it talks about this Indian here, it says that this is when you use the term shefa. The idea of shefa is when you have an actual aspect of the source that's being transmitted, as opposed to the expression of oir. Oir is a light that shines where the source remains, as is. There's no aspect of him himself that's being transmitted. That's the union of Ilaval. Ulechein on Uroyin. So now here, as a result of this, we see another thing in the nature of Ilaval. Be Ilaval, she'ein olol, tzarech achakach lashpa me'ilah. That the olol, the new level, the place where the ashpa arrived to, it's not dependent. It's not dependent on the source of where it received its ashpa. And again, the Rebbe goes through over here the different examples. K'moy b'mashpia, mekabel, oy b'seichel u'midis, whether it's by a teacher and a student. If it's a student that received and understood the idea in his seichel, and he got the chushim of the Rav, came down to his level, a certain percent, a certain aspect, into the mitzias of the student. So he's not constantly toloi in the hashpa of the Rav. He independently now understands this idea. Or in Seichel Amidis as well, Haregam Kishim Mis Alemes, Philim Mis Talekes, when there is a concealment of the source, or even furthermore, the source is completely removed. Well, again, Philim Mis Talekes Hashpa Ma Seichel Nish'aram Amidis B'Kiyuma. See, even when the intellect and the background, the reason of why a person had a feeling and why he was attracted to something, what triggered these emotions? A certain idea, a certain seichel that opened up his eyes to see this idea, to see the goodness of this. So even when that idea, the whole logic and idea behind it is totally removed, but it's possible that the midas remains, the person still has emotionally, he feels attached to it. How? Why is that l'chayre if the whole midas is triggered by the emotions? I'm sorry, by the seichel that is. So how could the midas exist independently? V'hainu, so this is also another nekuda that comes out of the whole point of what ilo v'olol is. There's a certain aspect of the ilah of the source that's transmitted. It comes down to the world as a kiruv, and it sort of changes locations. That goodness of the world of in the world of seichel, in the objective level of intellect, has now been transmitted and come down to the world of midas. And now the person experiences this goodness that was understood in seichel in the world of emotions, that he feels now this goodness that he wants. So therefore he's attracted to it. So so now it's present here. You're not dependent anymore on the way it is in the source in the world of seichel. No, that idea has been, there's a certain aspect of Ashba that's coming down, that's now present in the place of midas. So you're not constantly dependent on the source where you come from. There's a mitzvah, but there's a certain aspect that's been transmitted over here. This is all the description of how the Ashpa comes down, where there's a real transmission of a mitzvah dover that comes from one level to another. And that's even if it's bein arecht. And the kud over here is, it's not, ilav al is not necessarily when you have ashpa from a source that comes down, that's bekiruv. Even if it comes from ruchnias to gashmias. But if it's a inyan ruchni, which is already mitzuyer, with a certain strain, a certain level, a certain aspect, whether chesed, it's a certain aspect of that that's actually coming down to the makabel. So then it exists independently. Now it's here in this level, in this metzias. Which word is it? Misalemes, when it gets concealed, when the source gets concealed. Or yafilim mistalekes, or when the source is totally removed. Yeah, this is all the regular kind of ashpa that exists in within nature, within creation, when there's ashpa from one level to the next. This is also what's called Alter Rebbe in Tanya, Shari Yichud V'Amunah, refers to this as a yesh miyesh. You take a piece of wood, and it could be shaped into a piece of furniture. It becomes a metzias. Before it was just a log of wood, now it turns into a piece of furniture. So, or you can take any material and use a certain part of it, a certain aspect of it. And by furniture, you may be using the actual wood itself, mamish, to form it, a piece of furniture out of it. But the nekuda is that piece of wood, even before you have a piece of furniture that you built out of it, it has in it the potential. That piece of furniture that's there later wasn't the schadish afterwards. It's already there potentially in that piece of wood. The wood could be shaped the chatchila in the siphon. So this is ashpa, this is a change, a transmission from something that goes from one yesh to another yesh. So over here, the new yesh that's created is independent. It's not going to be always dependent on the source where it comes from. There's ashpa that change locations from one place to another. Therefore, now it exists in this life and in this level, in this world. That's the kind of ashpa in Seder Shtalshalus of Ilavalo. Yeshma'ayin, though, is a totally different thing. Yeshma'ayin, the Eibush creates the world. Yeshma'ayin. So all these details that Rebbe says here is different by Yeshma'ayin. Okay, we'll see Mitzvah tomorrow. The Nekuda of the Chiddush of Yeshma'ayin.